Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome to the business of personal brand photography. My name is Paula Brennan. I am your host and I am a personal brand photographer from Australia who just likes to share what she's learned over the years of being a photographer for a while, a couple of decades now. And I love just sharing with you what I'm learning as I'm learning it inside of my own business as well. And today I thought that I would jump into what I think is a hot topic for us photographers. Even so much that this morning I got an email from the WPPI doing a follow-up from the massive expo that they've just had. And a lot of the questions that I got asked were actually about video. So I think if WPPI are asking questions about video, I think it's time that we all started looking at ways that we can incorporate more video into our businesses as photographers, okay? Now, I'm not suggesting at all here that you totally, you know, change your business model and you stop doing photography and give away the stills. No, my friend, there is definitely still a place, particularly when it comes to advertising, marketing purposes, you know, social media, websites. There's definitely a huge space here for us personal brand photographers. But there definitely is that shift in the market that's steering towards video as a preferred medium for a lot of marketing purposes. And so I think that it's important for us to sort of be honest and open about this in our businesses and just look at ways that we can sort of adapt and shift as the markets are changing. Now, why do you need to look at video as an option inside of your business? Well, I'm going to walk you through three different ways that you can incorporate video. And I think that they're going to be fairly obvious to you, but I do want to kind of work out ways that you can sort of start to adapt the video medium into your business if you're not using it already, and help you to get a little bit more comfortable and confident about incorporating video. Because let's face it, we know that this is where it's at. This is where the market is really sitting at. Since YouTube started out, obviously video, the medium itself, took off, and the advent of us all carrying videos in our phones every day, that has seen a dramatic sort of shift in the way that we kind of, you know, produce video content. Because once upon a time, you'd have to get like big video crews in and all of that kind of thing. And now our little iPhones and our DSLRs are producing some really wicked, high quality, beautiful footage. So it's important that you make sure that you are, like, you know, jumping on board, I guess. And I guess one thing that's really sort of shifted and changed in sort of the way that we produce video content was the advent of TikTok and the pandemic. Because obviously during that time, people had a lot of time to start learning how to create content. So once that was a platform that was probably only for, you know, young ones and tweens and teenagers and that kind of thing, a lot of adults jumped on board TikTok, and then of course the platforms had to follow. So you saw Instagram introducing Reels and Facebook's become a lot more video centric as well. And so realistically, we all know that video content is the favored content when it comes to the algorithm. I think because it's kind of got a bit more of an engaging sort of thing, and it sort of keeps people on the platform a little bit longer, which is ultimately the goal of Facebook and Instagram and all of the others. So I think that, yeah, it's an important thing for us to be aware of, I guess, and then look at ways that we can incorporate incorporate it in our business. So shall we jump in now to the three ways I think you could incorporate video in your business? So the first place I think that you really need to be looking at it, and I've just been talking about it, is in your marketing. Okay, I know that sometimes you probably feel a little bit icky when you see yourself behind the scenes, when you're not kind of posed like you would be in your photography, but people want to see. And why not show people instead of telling them? I find that this medium for us gets us huge engagement when it comes to posting on Instagram. When we do a reel or a behind the scene or a story in video format of me shooting. Now, I cringe when I see the footage because I am not sucking in my gut. I'm, you know, half the time my butt is sort of in the camera, you know, I've got my hair in buns and I'm not sort of photo or video ready. However, it gets posted, it gets engagement, people see what we're up to, and it's immediate and people love it. Okay, so I want to try and challenge you if you're feeling a little bit funny about posting behind the scenes of you or anything like that, to just get out of your own way and try and make it easy for someone else to help you with it. So whether you hand over your phone to an assistant, to your makeup artist, anybody on the shoot, you know, get an intern or someone along for you so that they can capture you in action. Now, it doesn't necessarily need to happen on every single shoot, but it's very good if you can. You can even get little tripods and things that you can sit up in the corner and you can just have that rolling behind the scenes. And of course, you can then grab the camera yourself and do some other sort of behind the scenes of whatever you're shooting. But that content is so, so valuable. We've been doing behind the scenes on our photo shoots pretty much for about 6 or 7 years. And I just wish that I'd started earlier. You know, I've got all this amazing content from the last couple of years, which we, you know, consistently got better at it over the last 3 or 4 years. But I just wish that I had, you know, hadn't vetoed it early in my career, because it's such an amazing tool and it's so helpful. Now, we also use video in terms of building together little marketing campaigns and things like that. So a much more structured, you know, kind of thing, you might use like video content with your still image content nicely edited together, and that can become like little marketing videos. I often am talking on those marketing videos too, and then sometimes they just play to music. But those, using that video content in our marketing, I think has definitely helped me to 10x my revenue. I mean, I'm not lying when I say that. I honestly believe that the video aspect of my marketing has been instrumental in me being able to really go far in my career. Now, the thing is that we used to do these campaigns for Christmas and campaigns for Mother's Day when we had the portrait studio, and I would bring in a video team to actually do like a demo day, and they would shoot it. I would tell a story. It was beautiful. We could use the clips and we could create little offshoots of ads, and then we had one main sort of video, brand video story for that season, as you could say. And those videos were such a good investment for me to make. They really did pay off. It was not cheap to get the videographer in, but I always believe in paying for people what they're worth. And this particular team that helped me were fantastic. And they really understood how to get to the bottom of the stories that I wanted to tell. So I think if you don't have some sort of like a brand story or a marketing video in your arsenal right now, it's definitely a great place to invest so that you can have that there as an asset that you can then sort of send out. You can use it in any of your campaigns and it can live on your homepage of your website so people can get to know you. That, to me, friends, is such a worthwhile marketing investment, and I highly recommend that you either do one for yourself or you partner with somebody. These days, I actually have a videographer that's internally working with me. Hi, Jordan. I know that you're going to be editing this. And she is incredible, and it means that we can sort of create videos, marketing videos at the drop of a hat. But if you don't have that, you know, if you don't have someone working in your business like that with you, it's definitely great to go and, as I said, invest and maybe just do a demo shoot day or do a couple of shoots in one day so you can get a few different sort of behind the scenes done professionally, and they can help you to bring a brand story video together. Now, the second way that I like to incorporate video inside of my business, and I highly recommend you do too, is in your customer journey. Now, I know that right now you might be cringing because you might not even have a customer journey mapped out for clients. You might not have any sort of like automations or anything like that set up. But again, this is such a powerful tool if you can start to adapt and get over your own self and get out of your own way in able to be able to serve other people. And by this, I mean, you know, doing things like when someone arrives on a sales page, they get to see you. When they arrive on a thank you page, they get to see you. When you're sending out an email to tell them something, you actually are the one that's delivering the message via video. I believe that people's bandwidth is really short at the moment. There's a lot of things going on in the world. There's just a lot of chaos and things. And so if you can make the journey for your clients a little bit easier for them to manage and to consume, I think that you are giving them the best level of service that you can. And so rather than having them read like, you know, 6 pages of a PDF or, you know, a really long email, why not just create a video for them? You know, and you can do this ahead of time if you want and put it into your sequences, or else you can use software like Loom or anything like that to just create them bespoke for people on a one-on-one basis. I prefer to do the other because we are quite a high volume studio, and that's what I kind of teach my students inside of my programs as well. And, you know, I know that this sort of stuff doesn't come naturally to everybody. So we do actually give our students all of the video scripts to be able to help them to go and set this stuff up step by step. But I think that if you can set this up inside of your business, it really is like such a valuable asset to take the time to do. As I said, it not only helps them by saving them time and makes it easier for them to consume whatever kind of content you need them to be delivered, whether it be how to prepare or how to find you or anything like that, but also too, you're actually helping them to get to know you a little bit better, so that then that when you come to meet them for the photo shoot, a lot of that kind of like wiggly worms, the nerves and all of that sort of stuff, it's actually gone. Okay, so they're not going to be freaking out as much. I find that most of my clients, when they come to have a photo shoot with me, I can walk straight in and give them a hug because I know that they've seen lots of video content of me. They know me, they feel like they kind of, you know, already kind of get me, and they that I'm sort of like, you know, already in their world, you know, so there's no sort of like kind of awkwardness or stiffness when we first meet. And so, yeah, I believe if you can start to think about introducing video inside of your customer journey, it's going to pay off loads for you massively. Now, the third way that you can obviously introduce video inside of your photography business is that you can offer it as a product. Now, when you're offering video as a product, there's lots of different ways that you can do this. Obviously, you can do a hybrid shoot yourself where you're flicking back between photography and videography on your in your DSLR. You can try and do it like on an iPhone if you want and shoot with your stills on your DSLR. You can bring in an assistant or somebody to help you to capture some video content, or you can hire a videographer team and bring them in and kind of white label them, or allow your clients to hire a videographer that, you know, can tail along. Whatever you do, I think that considering offering video as a product is really going to help you to have a competitive advantage over somebody else in your area who might just be doing stills. Now, it's not always an easy thing to work with video on a photo shoot day, so you do need to kind of work with the timetabling of it, because video needs to get something done and repeated a lot more than what we do. Okay, I remember I used to get very frustrated in the early days of my wedding career, because a lot of the time the wedding guys would be like, and walk and kiss and walk and kiss and walk, and they'd have the couple do the same thing like 8 times, and I understood it, but I was like, can you not get it in 3 shots, like seriously? And then obviously as I moved in my career, I started to figure out who were the video guys that were awesome at what they did. They could get it in the 3 takes instead of the 8. Those were the guys that I recommended. They were the ones that I wanted to work with. But that can take a little bit of time to find those relationships. So I think that if you are going to start kind of working with somebody to produce video with you, or for you, you just need to make sure that you set the boundaries straight from the start, and you make sure that if it's your photo shoot that you're in charge, but you've also got to allow space and time for them to be able to create as well. But having video on your product menu is definitely going to help you to get the gig over someone else who may not be offering it. So I'm not necessarily suggesting here that you go and, you know, offer like fully beautiful, you know, edited videos or something. Start small. You can do small things. You can do small little clips and things like that that they can use for their reels. Stuff that's really easy for you to produce or easy for you to get like a VA or somebody to edit for you so that you're not necessarily adding to your workload, but it can definitely add a little bit of income, which is nice. Because imagine if you can get an extra 10, 20, 30% on every photo shoot that you're doing, that's going to mean massive difference to you at the end of the year when it comes to tax time. You're really going to start to notice a significant difference if it's well priced and if it's easy for your clients to say yes to. So, have I opened your mind to some possibilities of what you could be creating using video inside of your business? I truly hope so. As I said at the get-go of this, I don't want to be overwhelming. That is not my intention with this particular episode, but I did want to just maybe kind of open your mind a little bit to some sort of things that you might be thinking of adding in, whether it be 3, 6, 12 months down the track. And remember, if you want my help to do any of this, this is what I love to do. This is my happy place. This is how I love to serve my students, to be able to help them to move past all of these kind of blocks and barriers, because I know video has a massive block around it. Yeah. I used to sit there and I used to watch myself back doing videos just like this one or this podcast episode, which I am recording on video as well. And I used to sit there and overthink and judge myself and all of that. But then suddenly there came a point where I was like, I have to do this to be in service of others. This is me stepping out of the way in order to be able to help other people to have what I can do for them. And if you can start to do that, if you can start to get over yourself, and if you can start to have the right tools in place, this medium definitely can help you to have a much easier workflow in your business, to have a much easier marketing and sales process, and to be able to obviously at the end maybe even increase your revenue per client, which I think, you know, we're all in business, let's be honest. That's ultimately the goal if you want to be able to stay consistently in business, if you want to have longevity. All right, my friends, I hope that this has been helpful. And remember, if you do want my help, I am here to serve. You can always check out the membership, which is at paulabrennaneducation.com/join. And we have lots of live training inside of there. And we also, I can help you to implement all that I've been talking about today in your business as well. So my friends, until next time, see you. And I look forward to catching up with you next week.
You can take my Lambo, I'll put on a tight show.